The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We have some exciting casting news first up today.
Yeah, we do, because I suppose he's hot off the bear. That's Emmy winner Jeremy Allen White. He's going to be joining forces with Austin Butler in a new crime saga, called Enemies. So Henry Dunham is directing and writing this. The cameras are going to roll in Chicago on a reported $25 million production budget. A24 are behind it. And in Enemies, a relentless detective and an infamous contract killer collide in a deadly game of cat and mouse. Ari Aster is one of the producers alongside A24, and they also have a film actually that is going to be in competition at Cannes called Eddington, and that stars Pedro Pascal and Joaquin Phoenix. That's a western set during COVID, so A24, keep them busy.
They sure are, and it's all go at Cannes. More on that in a moment, but also a pickup on a film you mentioned recently.
Yeah, same company. We were talking about The Peasant. This is from Dev Patel. It's an action thriller, and apparently A24 have done a deal to release the film. They made the deal last Tuesday, valued at around $30 million. This is going to be the actor's second directorial effort following Monkey Man, which was received in 2023. He's going to serve as director and star on this sort of unconventional period action thriller. He's a good director when it comes to the action, as we saw in Monkey Man. This one's set in the 1300s. It centres on a shepherd who embarks on a rage-fueled campaign against a group of mercenary knights who ransacked his community, revealing himself to be more than what he seems.
Ooh. Very good. OK, now another great director is Aisling Walsh. I loved her film Maudie, and what else has she sung for a Raggy Boy in there too? But this next project is interesting.
Well, it's funny you should mention Maudie, because that starred Ethan Hawke, and she has lined up Maya Hawke, that's Ethan Hawke's daughter, and star in her own right of the likes of Stranger Things and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and great voice role in Inside Out too, right? So she is going to play Lucia Joyce in a project called Lucia. Iphens and Eileen Walsh also starring in it as well, is going to play Nora Barnacle. So this is described as a psychological drama biopic. It's written by Michael Kinnaris. So this film is going to be launching at the Cannes market, where there's going to be attracting buyers. And with a cast like that, you can see, because this one is based on the life of Lucia Joyce, the talented but troubled daughter of James Joyce, who was briefly the lover of Samuel Beckett. The film will follow her as she struggles to fulfil her personal ambitions to become a professional dancer, while navigating her complex relationship with her father as his muse and confidant.
Very good. Looking forward to that one. Now, Belfast actor Jamie Dornan, what's he up to?
Yeah, he has joined what looks like a good cast for a movie that's called Love Is Not the Answer. And this is the feature directorial debut of Michael Cera, who people would know from Juno, Superbad, and indeed Barbie, that he starred in as well. So the cast here includes Pamela Anderson and Steve Coogan. So good cast, isn't it? According to the synopsis, a precise yet unpredictable absurdist comedy that moves between hilarity and heartbreak as it explores modern loneliness and the search for connection. So good sign up there for Jamie Dornan.
Definitely, and a great cast joining him there, no doubt about it. Some more casting news for us.
Yes, we have Amy Lou Wood, who is coming off the success of The White Lotus, and she's set to star opposite Angelina Jolie in a Mark Foster, Forster feature adaptation called Anxious People. This is based on author Frederick Bachman's novel. So this one, the synopsis for this one says, the day before Christmas Eve, investment banker Zara, played by Jolie, begrudgingly finds herself mingling with a group of strangers at an open house when a reluctant bank robber, Grace, played by Wood, inadvertently takes the group hostage. Chaos and oversharing ensues. Secrets are revealed and literally nothing goes according to plan. So it's a film about a crime that never took place.
Okay.
A would-be banker who disappears into thin air, and eight extremely anxious strangers who find they have more in common than they ever imagined. Sounds good.
It does sound good. Emily Wood is great, actually. That sounds like a fun role for her to to play. Another great actress, Michelle Yeoh, what's she up to?
She's going to lead an action feature that's called The Surgeon. So this comes from the resident series creator, Roshan Sethi, who will write and direct the film. John Woo's production label is backing it as well. So that gives you an idea of the sort of action levels we're talking about here. So Michelle Yeoh is going to play a retired surgeon who's abducted and forced to operate on a mystery patient. Though greatly outnumbered, her captors have overlooked her greatest weapon, 35 years of surgical experience. It writes itself.
It does, isn't it? Okay. Michelle Yeoh and The Surgeon. That sounds great. Now, a little bit closer to home, with the sunny weather, we think of the Galway Film Fly just around the corner. And we love the pitching competition. Fill us in.
Yeah, the pitching competition. It's always a great opportunity. Mm. It's attached to the film fair. That's the industry market that goes on at the Galway Film Fly. Provides screenwriters this chance to basically connect with the wider industry and with, you know, sort of mentors or producers and win development funding. So all that's required is a 500-word written pitch of the project from beginning to end. No cliffhangers. Any genre, feature, drama, documentary, animation will also be considered. And basically, yeah, you have to kind of stand up in front of this audience and industry judges and do your pitch. The winner gets announced at the FLA Awards ceremony. They receive a cash prize of €3,000. That's sponsored by Wild Atlantic Pictures. So if you think you have an idea, if you'd like to look into that, go to the GalwayFilmFLA.com to look up the details. The deadline for it is Friday the 30th of May. The fee to enter is €50.
Very good. What trailer have you picked out for us?
Okay, so Warner Brothers have been releasing various different teasers. DC Studios, they've finally released the sort of full trailer for James Gunn's Superman film. Take a listen.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
You'd let me interview you as Superman?
Sure.
Ready?
Let's do it, Cronkite.
Superman.
Miss Lane.
Recently, you've come under a lot of fire for what
know,
some
it's
might...
A lot of fire,
it's a lot. Today, the Secretary of Defense said he was going to look into your actions. That's funny.
My actions? I stopped a war.
Maybe.
Not maybe. I did.
In effect, you illegally entered a country.
This is how you're going to be?
I'm not the one being interviewed, Superman. Did you consult with the president?
No.
You seemingly acting as a representative of
I
the United States.
I wasn't representing anybody except for me.
Around
and,
the world.
And doing good.
I would question myself in the same situation and consider the consequences.
People were going to die.
Superman to the rescue, Garrett.
If there was a fence, I'm firmly sitting on it, because when I first saw the teaser trailer for this, I was like, eh. And then when I watched this one, I don't know. Do you know what? There's something about the music when it comes in and it builds. Mm. And I just went, and maybe it's the fine weather. I was just kind of thinking, actually, there's a good summer blockbuster ready to happen. So okay. We know that James Gunn is a good director. And this one follows Superman as he looks to reconcile his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing, guided by human kindness in a world that sees it as old-fashioned. It's going to be on the big screen July 11th, so look out for that one. It'll be coming hot on the heels of Mission Impossible as probably one of the big screen movies to see this summer.
Very good. Okay, let's come to movies on the big screen. This week, we're going to start with Hallow Road.
Hallow Road. So this stars Matthew Rhys, Megan McDonald and Rosamund Pike. It's about two parents who receive a distressing late-night call from their teenage daughter who has just accidentally hit a pedestrian.
Alice.
Whoa, what? What happened?
She hit someone with her car.
She's not moving. Mum. Dad. What do I do?
What about the ambulance?
They're not here.
You have to listen to Mum, all right?
Okay, remember the chest compressions.
She can't.
Yes, you can.
She can't do this.
She has to. Don't let her die, Alice.
She won't ever forget her face, Frank.
This isn't working. Get off the road. Run!
Dad, I can see you.
No, that's not us. That's somebody else's car.
Hello? Oh, God.
She's been seen.
pretty tense, Garrett, as you can hear there.
Oh my gosh, it's very tense. Because as they head deeper into the night, these disturbing revelations threaten to tear their family apart as they soon realise they may not be the only ones driving down.
Yeah, I saw this during the week. This is well worth a watch. And do you know what? It's a tight 80 minutes. And as you can hear there from the clip, it pretty much is, like I would say, like 90% in the car. The two parents talk and you just hear the voice of Megan McDonald. You know, you're just hearing her voice, absolutely panicking there. And a really excellent Rosamund Pike and Matthew Rhys trying to hold it all together. The dynamic between the two of them is great. There's that kind of question of just how much would you do to save your child? It's an Irish co-production. It was filmed in Wicklow and it's so tense. I don't think I moved for the 80 minutes. It goes slightly into sort of a folk horror towards the end, which I'm not sure entirely works, but I think it's well worth a watch. And as I say, you can tell there from the trailer, it's a tense watch, but very good. That's Hallow Road. What else have you for us on the big screen?
Yeah, let's fly through a few more here. We've got Barry Keoghan, Jenna Ortega and The Weeknd starring in Hurry Up Tomorrow. This plagued by insomnia, a musician gets pulled into a nightmarish odyssey with a stranger who begins to unravel the very core of his existence. We mentioned it last week because it was part of a double bill that was on the big screen, but Final Destination Bloodlines, it's on its own and it's back on the big screen. So if you like that series, this one continues on in that horror vein as Grimsley demise waits everybody in the film. David Attenborough has a documentary called Ocean, and it takes viewers on a breathtaking journey showing there's nowhere more vital for our survival, more full of life, wonder, surprise than the ocean. And then finally, we have Good One. This is about a 17-year-old Sam who embarks on a three-day backpacking trip in the Catskills with her dad and her oldest friend. And as the two men quickly settle into sort of a quarrelsome brotherly dynamic, airing long-held grievances, Sam, wise beyond her years, attempts to meditate, but then lines are crossed and, yeah, there's betrayal and tensions that rise. So that one's called Good One.
Very good. And you will talk all about Mission Impossible next week. But what TV movie have you picked for us?
Yeah, so this is a movie about federal agent Elliot Ness, who's assigned to task fighting organised crime in Prohibition-era Chicago and bringing the notorious crime boss Al Capone to justice. This is a Brian De Palma crime thriller with Kevin Costner, Robert De Niro, Andy Garcia and Sean Connery, who went on to win an Oscar, supporting Oscar, for his performance. It is The Untouchables with a great score in there too. It's on BBC Two tonight and it is on at 10 p.m.
Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen, and good luck in the board, Gosh.
Oh, many thanks, Garrett. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Take care.